This is line 7, and this is our friend Neil. Neil, how are you?
Welcome aboard.
How are you?
Good as gold. Neil, you can hear the heck
improving by the second, yeah. We are.
Clash did it for us. What do you want to tell us, Neil?
I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago about me and my mate from Standard Liège.
How big is our listenership? Who was it? What?
This is a great man who pretended to be a scout.
Oh, it's Neil!
For Standard
Liège. if you don't know who Neil is, very quickly tell everyone why you were famous last time.
Well, because my friend works in Belgium. He got in touch with Standard Liège, sent us some stuff over ties, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He then phones the football clubs on and he puts tickets on for us.
And they say two
for
scouts.
All intents and purposes, the people at the clubs think that we're scouts or whatever
from Standard Liège.
And you've actually conversed with Ron Atkinson and Kendall and all these people.
They've even tried to sell your players on the side, and you're treated like kings wherever you go because you wear a tie with Standard Liège.
And they think you're bundled with cash.
Everyone thinks you are from Standard Liège.
And a blue blazer as well.
You see, this is, sorry to drag us back here, Dan, but this is why that Newcastle director story doesn't fit. Of course they do that. It's, Standard Liège tie. Ah, you're from Standard Liège. Have our centre forwards. The fellow works in a photocopy shop.
You're using the word have our centre forwards.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Carry on. Anyway, Neil, what's new?
Well, we're off to Swindon today.
Yeah.
We went to Swindon a couple of weeks ago where I was chatting to a director from Manchester City.
Yeah. Of course you were.
Like name dropping.
Yeah.
And I was in... just expressing an interest in Uwe Rosler.
In what?
In Uwe Rosler.
Oh, yeah. And
are you going to make a firm bid today, do you think?
Well, we're going to Swindon today. I don't know much about Stockport, but Swindon, it was great food at dinner time. They had sandwiches and stuff like that. So we'll be
back. He's now doing it in advance. He's telling you. You want to get caught. You're the classic jewel.
You are. Well, this is the first time we've ever gone back again.
Yeah.
Did I mention the good soup they have at Wolves?
No. How did you come to sample the good soup of Wolves?
Well, that was when I was sat there with a bloke from the FA, David Davis.
Yeah.
He was sat next to me and said, you've come far and what are you doing? And we're going to a few Midlands clubs, that sort of thing, or what's the youth team set up like over in Belgium?
Oh, David Davis.
Now, what do you tell them?
Just everything off the top of my head, what with me being a carpenter and that. I'd love to tell him how to fit kicks.
Yeah, if only he would ask you, how do you get those door jams straight, and then you can tell him.
Do you ever invent phantom players that are coming up through the ranks?
I do. I invent players. And
What are they called?
I saw the Everton-Chelsea game. Yeah. There was a bloke there who swore he played against me.
Oh, that's what you did tell us that. Yeah, you
said because I always like to say I played for Bristol City early 80s.
And people go, I think I remember.
I also had a cruciate ligament damage.
Oh, wow. Of course you did.
They want the surgery that I could have recovered from that.
Why are you going back to Swindon? Why are you doing this? Because I want you to traverse all over the place. And I think we should change clubs. I think the Standard Liège thing may be leaking out.
It was a last minute thing, the Swindon thing, because we thought, we'll go back there because there was no games. But, I mean, with there no Premiership games, we went to Spurs weeks back, and I was just sat behind Alan Sugar then, in the director's spot.
He is absolute king.
It's just so funny. As you say about the Newcastle directors, it is just so funny the way these fellas come up to you and nobody ever asks.
Nobody.
Anything.
Well,
and it's just all
long,
because
sir.
I've got the tie on and sort of say...
You must report back in next week. No. Or it's afternoon. We can do it afternoon.
Ring us at 5:30, won't you?
Tell us how
it
goes. We'll give you an express number.
Someone from Swindon, yeah.
I don't think anyone could ever match you, Neil, but if anyone says, we've tripped a club before, we want all of those calls, but Neil is the king of this.
But the other thing, Dan, is last week as we were coming out, there was a lot of Manchester City supporters there. And just sort of mingling.
Oh,
back.
Yeah.
And we told them that we were after Uwe Rosler, so I don't know whether them will be sort of, they're thinking he's on his way.
Well, as I say, Standard the A showing interest, it sounds very plausible.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds extremely plausible. What do you call yourself? Do you use your... No, I won't do that.
I just use my name, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, please, whatever happens, I hope your being candid with us doesn't lead to your downfall, because this is a superb thing, and if anything shows football up to be the dunder-headed idiot box it is, it is a fellow walking around.
No, it's a big business now, Dan.
I must tell you this.
Go on.
Back a couple of months ago, we went to Yeovil, non-league.
Yeah.
To be honest, it was like Glenn Hoddle turning up. Because we were treated like royalty, and
we
didn't do it, and I do regret it later, but their marketing bloke did ask my mate if he'd like to do the half-time draw.
Oh, you've got to. Oh, you're a hero. We've got to get you on telly. You're the best. You see, poor. I mean, let's say, I don't want to make you feel bad about it because I think they deserve everything they get. But this Global, with their strained resources, will still find money in the kitty to entertain some carpenter wearing a standard VA tie.
Ah, yes, of course, help you.
They may as well say, open their wallet.
You want to
help yourself.
You want to go to Peterborough, my friend. They've got money to waste on art exhibitions.
Yeah,
you can probably buy a car there.
Anyway, that's Neil. And Neil is without doubt absolutely up amongst the top three callers with the wooden bow tie that we ever had.
He is magnificent.